Just want to mention on Chol HaMoed, somebody called me up on the telephone, Mr. Alan Littman, who always comes to the shiur, who always sits over here. I didn't realize that he wasn't feeling well. So he told me he's a single fellow. He's not married, he has no family. So he told me that he was in the hospital, he had some problem with his heart, and he had some procedure done. So if people can get in touch with him, we should be mispalled for his well-being. His name is Shmuel Aharon Ben Hoisha Bina. He comes to the shiur. He used to come to the shiur every week until about 2 months ago when he took sick. I think he's in Long Island Jewish hospital. We left off on the Mishnah Memhei on the days, where the Mishnah speaks about the din of Taliyah. The Chumash, the Pasuk says the Chumash, Dvarim ki yivish chet mishpat mavis v'humas v'salisa oso aleitz. The Pasuk pshat sounds like whoever is chayv misa. So you have to, after you give the oynish mises bezin, there are arbi mises bezin, skilu svei beherg v'chenik. So the simple mashmas of the pasuk is misleading. It sounds as if it says, whoever gets oynish mises bezin, salisa osaleit, after you finish the oynish mises bezin, then you have to do tliya, to hang him up. By the goyin, by the umas oylam, they used, by the Nazis and by others, they used to use tliya as a form of death penalty. They used to kill people by hanging them up. So that the Gemara points out on the top of Mem Vav on the base, Tana Rabbanan on the second line from the top, ilu nema chet v'salisa, if it would say, v'chiyivish chet mishpat mordes v'salisa, then you would say that you give him death by hanging. You hang him up in order to kill him by hanging. Kedar Shamalchus also like the Umas Olam do. Talmud Olam and Olam. The Umas first, then the Salisa. The Misamosa first. First you have to make sure that the person is dead. You fulfill the Einish Mises Bezin. And after you know that he's dead, then you give him Taliyah. So that's the Poshup shot in the Pasuk. It sounds like anybody gets Mises Bezin gets Taliyah. So the Tanoim knew for sure that that's not so, because the Pasuk continues, Lasalin of Los Al Ha'aitz, Kikovatik Berena Bayamahu, Kikil Selakim Tolu, Losa Tamis Ad Moscha. It says when you hang him up on the tree, we'll have to discuss what it means. It doesn't mean a tree, it means a pole. So when you hang him up on the eights, on the wooden pole, you're not allowed to leave him overnight. Lasalin of Losa, Halona, like it says, V'leyolim chelev chagi ad boiker. You're not allowed to leave over the chelev of karbonis until alos ha-shachar. When it comes alos ha-shachar, it will be nifsal belina, and the chelev will be pasul. The din is that kochi-kochim have a zman and a mokum. All karbonis have a zman and a mokum. If you take the korban out of the mokum, it becomes nifsal b'yotze. And if you leave the korban over, after the zman is up, it becomes nifsal belina, and it turns into noisa. So the more mekudish the korban is, so the more restricted the zman is, and the more restricted the mokum is. So the korbanos are generally divided into two categories. You have kochi kochim and kochim kam. So the kochi kochim, the mokum is only the azor. If you take the korban after shechita, that is before shechita, the animal could be roaming around anywhere in the world. But if they do the shechita, so the mokum is the azor. If you take any part of the korban outside of the azor, it'll be nifsal b'yotze. And has all kachi kachim have a restricted zman achila also? The zman is restricted. The zman is only yom v'laylo. Min haTorah all night long, min derabbanan yom v'laylo ad chatzos. So the chatos and the osham can only be eaten yom v'laylo ad chatzos. Min haTorah yom v'laylo all night long, min derabbanan ad chatzos. L'hachik yisod min aver. Then you have a korban oila also has a restricted zman, has a restricted mokum. The mokum is restricted if you take it chutz lazar as nifsal b'yotzei. And if you leave it over till the morning, you can't eat it anyway. The oil is not eaten. It's kula kol. You burn the whole thing on the mizbech. But if you leave it over till the morning, it's nifsal belina, and you're not allowed to be makter on the mizbech anymore. So the same is true regarding the emurim of kachim kalim. Every animal that's a kachim kalim, what's an example? Kachim kalim, pesach, shlomim, korban toido, chor, maisa, these five are kachim kalim. So all the kachim kalim have a broader mokum. The mokum is the whole Yerushalayim. And usually this man achil is also shnei yomim v'layla echad by shlomim. By Pesach is restricted, and by some of the others also restricted. But basically, in principle, the shlomim, the kachim kalim, should have had a broader zman achila. So the Gemara points out, the Mishnais points out, that the emurim of the kachim kalim have the status of kachim, the chelav. The fat that's burnt on the mizbech is called by the Tanoim Emurim. So the Emurim, the Chalovim of the Kachim Kalim, have a status of Kachi Kachim. So the Gemara says, if you take it out of the Azaras, Nifsal B'yotze, if you leave it over till the morning, it's a pasuk, Lo Yolim Chelev Chagi Adboike. If you leave it over, if you leave the chelev over till the morning, that happens to be talking about Korban Pesach. The whole Korban Pesach, if you leave it over till the morning, it'll also be nifsal belina. But even by shlamim, let's say shlamim is nechol shnei yamim v'lai lecha, but the chelev, the halovim of the shlamim, thank you very much, the halovim of the shlamim would be nifsal if you leave it over till the morning. You don't have to leave it over davke till shnei yamim v'lai lecha. It's nifsal belina. So just like over there, the definition of lo yolim chelev chakim means adboike. That's what lina means by definition. If you leave something over till alos ha-shachar, so to over here it says, l'salin et losa al ha-eitz, you're not allowed to leave over the body on the eitz when you did the tliya. This din, the Gemara says, this din applies to us also. If a person dies a natural death, so he's supposed to cover tik brenna by yomahu, there's a mitzvah says it, to bury the person on the same day before the shkia. By yomahu means before the shkia, on the same day. And even if he cannot succeed in burying the person on the same day, for whatever reason, so you should try to bury him balaylo before it comes alos hashachar, not to violate the loy sese. There's an essay and there's a loy sese. The essay is kavtik v'reino b'yomahu. It's a sese to try to bury on the same day. And the loy sese is l'salin v'losa al ha'eitz. Don't leave it over till the next morning. Alona means l'salin ad boike till alos hashachar. Of course, by us, we always leave over. Let's say when someone dies, we don't bury the person before the shkia. We want to get more people to come to attend the funeral. So you call up relatives and you call up friends until you notify people. So it takes a while. So that says in the Mishnah that that's permissible. That's the Mishnah on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom. That's the Mishnah, Heli Nehu Lechvodo, what if somebody was male in his ames? The original Pasuk only says by Harugi Bezin. Only says by Harugi Bezin. In fact, the whole mitzvah Kvura only says, we discussed the whole mitzvah Kvura Chumash, the whole mitzvah Kvura only says by Harugi Bezin. And the Gemara on Mem Vav Amud Beis has the two versions. That's what the Lecha Mishnah pointed out. If you look at Mem Vav Amud Beis, right before the wide lines, right in the Gemara, before the lines become wide, for the last 10 lines. Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yechanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Minai Lemeilen Es Meisa Shoi Volo Voloi Sesa. How do you know if anybody dies a natural death and you leave over the mace till the morning, you don't bury him on the same day, that one is in violation of Voloi Sesa, Talma Loima. Even though the context of the Pasuk is Haruge Bezdin, Onshe Mises Bezdin, but it says a Kefaloshin Kovet Tikvarenu. It says an extra word. So let it say Tikvarenu, by Yomahu. Why does it say Kovet Tikvarenu? So the Kefaloshin comes to be Marba, and the Kana goes on any mace, even if he died a natural death. So that's the first version. Then the Gemara says, Ika di Amri, another version has the Dam, Rabbi Yechon, Mishim, Mishim, Bachoy, the names are the same. The only thing that's changed is the next word. Remez, the Kvura Minatar Minayim. So the Lecha Mishnah points out that that's the whole difference, where the Kvura by Shah Mason is the Reis of the Rabbanah. In the Chumash, it only says the mitzvah kfura by Harugi Bezin. Never says it by, and the Mishnah says that it's halacha l'moshe misinai, that there were two batik kvoris. There was one base hakvoris for, that's four lines from the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. There were two cemeteries that were special for Harugi Bezin. One was for Niskolim and Nisrafim, and one was for Nechnokim and Neharogim. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can you bury these two together? You're not allowed to bury a tzaddik next to a rosha. That's a mem zayin amud aleph. As the lines become wide, we learn that from the psukim that you're not allowed to bury a tzaddik, the fourth wide line, a mem zayin amud aleph. Kishem shein koyvim rosha etzal tzaddik, achin koyvim rosha chomer etzal rosha kal. So frek di gemari if so, v'lisakin arba kvaris. So why don't you require four cemeteries? One for skila, one for sreifa, one for herik, one for chenek. Because we assume that the own shema more chomer than each other. They're not the same level, and the Mishnah says there were two cemeteries that the Sanhedrin had in every community where they had a Sanhedrin. Not every village had a Sanhedrin. They just have 25 Balabatim live in the village. You don't need a Sanhedrin to be dandin in the Foshas. But wherever they had a Sanhedrin at 23 to be dandin in the Foshas, so they had to have special halacha l'moshe misina. The Gemara says they had to have special two cemeteries. One cemetery for the Niskolim, the Nisrafim, and one cemetery for Neharogim and Echnogim. So the Gemara is the Kasha, but you should need four cemeteries if you're not allowed to bury Tzadik Eitz HaRosh. The Gemara said that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Farfam, that's Kach. Gemara Gemirilah that you have to have two. So again, in that parasha, Ki Yibish, Chet, Nishpat, Mobis, Vuhumos, That parasha gives us, number one, the mitzvah of kvura. If not for that pasuk, you would know that there's any din of kvura bechlal. And in this machloikis, where the kvura, the shar mesim, is deraisa, the rabbanon, the Raman pasuk that is deraisa. We'll discuss a little more. The Gemara has a certain shaila, and the Raman takes a stand on it, because the Raman holds like the first loshon, that it's really melon es meso, eva beloi sesim, not just a remez. What remez usually has the connotation of asmachta. So the Raman Paschim is not a remez. That's what the Lechem Mishnah points out. The Raman Paschim is that Kvura B'Shar Mason is their Isa. So number one, you learn out from that parsha in the mitzvah Kvura. Number two, you learn out that there's a din of Kavitik Verena Bayomahu, that Lachatila, the mitzvah B'Shleim Usa, is to do the Kvura on the same day before the Shkia. Number three, there's a Loi Sesei, L'Salon of L'Salei, it's not to leave over, to even if you had to leave over till after Shkia, even if you couldn't bury on the same day, you have to try to see to it not to violate the Loi Sesei, of leaving over till the morning. And then number four, the Pasuk has the din of Taliyah. So the simple reading of the Pasuk is that Taliyah applies Kiyibish, Chet, Mishpat, Mavis, Ba'umas, V'salis, Azalites, as if all the Harugi Bezin get Taliyah. But then the Pasuk continues to say, no, L'salim Neblos Azalites, you have to take, you hang them up on this gallows, but you have to take them down right away. In fact, the Mishnah says they had two people, one hung them up and the other one took them down a minute later. They didn't leave him up all day long. From the pasuk, it sounds like you let him hang all day long, and then you take him down before the shkia. So the Mishnah says they didn't do that. They would wait till late in the day till they made the gemar din. They didn't want to make the gemar din in the morning. Let him live a little longer. Then when they made the gemar din, they would give doinish mis bezin right away. And right after doinish mis bezin, they would hang him up and take him down. Two people would. One would hang him up, one would take him down just to be mekayim in the midst of taliyah. They didn't want to be mevazeh him for too long. So the pasuk says you shouldn't leave him up. Ki kilalas elakim talui. What does it mean? Kikilala selakim tolui. So the Gemara discusses this. So the Gemara says, the pasuk sounds like the man who was hung up on the gallows was a megadef es Hashem. He cursed Hashem. So one who curses Hashem is chayiv misa. It's at the end of next week's Seder, no, at the end of Parshas Emor. It's Hashem who megadef, so he's chayiv skilo. So one Tana says, the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, it would appear from the pasuk that only Megadif as Hashem gets Taliyah. From all the Harugi Mrs. Bezin, one of Mechal Shabbos, all the other Averis that people do, only the Megadif as Hashem gets Kila and the Yovid Avid Zara, because it's Kemat equal to Megadif as Hashem. Megadif Hashem maybe is a little worse. So one Tana learns that from the Pesukim like that. That's the Mashmos of the pasuk. Kila Selikim Tolui, the man who is hanging on the gallows is hanging because he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chachamim say in the Mishnah that the only one who gets Taliyah is the Megadif and the Yovid Avid Zara. Rav Lezer disagrees, but he doesn't go to the Pshuto Shal Mikra that anyone who's Chayit Mises Bezin gets Taliyah. Ki b'ish chayit nishpat mavis v'humos v'salisa osaleit. Not that anyone who gets Mises Bezin gets Taliyah. Only those who are similar to Megadif and Yovid Avid Zara, the Hainu, all those who get the punishment of Skila. So they just made the category a little bigger, but it's still a restricted category. It doesn't apply to Niskolim, it doesn't apply to Nisrafim, on the Hechnokim, on the Herogim, only to those who want Niskolim. This Machlekes HaTanoim, Al Pi Pashtus, the din should be like the Chachamim. Yochad V'Rab Mahalocha Ki Rabbi, we should pass them like the Chachamim, number one. Number two, the Gemara says the Rab Lezer was Shamutehu. This is Rab Lezer Ben Hurkinus. Rab Lezer HaGadol. So the Gemara says Rab Lezer was Shamutehu, he was from the Talmid Bei Shammai. And the Gemara says in the first parak in Nida that we rarely paskin like anything Rav Lezer said. Lezer was a super genius, but the Bishamai were also super geniuses. And everything that they said, the Kemat, everything was outvoted. We rarely paskin like Bishamai, and we rarely paskin like Rav Lezer. So this is not one of the four. The Gemara gives four cases where we paskin like Rav Lezer. And Dav Zayin and Nida. This is not one of the four cases. So the Pashtus is it din should be like a Chacham. That's how they have the Tziyun. In the Mishnah, Memheil and Beis, they have the tiny letter Chof. And the Chachamim Omrim. Some of the Mefarshim on the Gemara point out that we have a problem with Rashi. Whenever the Gemara brings up the topic of Taliyah, I think Rashi and Chumash also writes like that in Chumash Dvarim. So Rashi blurts out every time, Kol HaNiskolim Nitlim. So they're not sure exactly why Rashi wrote at least six, seven times. Why did Rashi write Kol HaNiskolim Nitlim? That's the opinion of Rav Lezer. The Chachamim don't agree. They hold only Yavid Avid Azam. Got it. But sometimes Rashi is not medayik. He just gives you a brief description of a thumbnail description of what you're talking about. to explain what Taliyah is all about, so he wants to just give you b'kitzur. So he says, Kolan. So, well, why did he say Kolan? This comes, should have said, Avid Avid Azorah. Is it Nitla? Some Achrayim say they get the impression as if Rashi somehow understood that the din should be like Rav Lezer, not like the Chacham. So Shaila, how are you supposed to pass? So this is the Machlokes HaTanoim. When you mekayim this nitz of Taliyah, does it apply to all of the Niskolim? It does not apply to all Harugi Bezin, despite the simple mashmos of the pasuk. It doesn't apply to all Chayvim Nisid Bezin. But the Machlokes HaTanoim is, does it only apply to Megarif and Eved Avodah Zarah? Does it apply to all the Niskolim? I think they quote in the name of the Arizal an additional level of interpretation on the pasuk. Get chait means missing. When Bathsheba comes to David HaMelech, the Taina that her son David HaMelech promised that her son is going to take over the Melucha, and Adoniyah ben Chagiz just appointed himself as the Melech. So what's going to be with your promise? Your promise that we're going to be missing out. Chatoim doesn't mean we're going to be sinning. We'll be missing out. That's why the Mefarshim say that a choite means someone who missed the mark. A balavera. A choite doesn't mean a sinner. Choite mean, it always does mean a sinner. How come the word got to mean that? One who does, what is a choite means? You're missing. You're missing the mark. Lahakti yasamata to miss. When a person is trying to hit the bullseye and he misses, so that's called lahakti yasamata. So that's what they quote in the name of the Arizal, that if a person dies and he's a tzaddik and he's missing, he doesn't have any averus. So you try to wonder, why in the world did HaKadosh Baruch Hu cause this person to die? So the pasuk again says, you should be toilet on the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Because the Rabban Shalom said, that because of the chet of the Eitz Hadas, all of mankind are going to die. A normal person dies, you don't have to be toil on the Eitz Hadas. Even tzaddikim also do averus. Everybody does averus, so we can attribute their death to their own averus. The Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Bava Basra, Shlosha Mesu, Beit Yoshal Nochash. There were three people in the history of the Tanakh who died only because of the punishment of the chet of the Eitz Hadas that was caused because of the Nochash. The Gemara singles out the tzaddikim who never really did any averis, or the averis that didn't warrant their death, their dying, so they only died because of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. So that's based on that Gemara, that's what they quote in the name of the Arizal. If a person is missing a death penalty, and nonetheless, humas, so why did he die? So you should be toilet on the chet of the Eitz Hadas. But that's not the Poshim Shah. Some people heard that word from the Arizal, they think that that's the Poshim Shah. That's not. That's an additional level of interpretation. That's a drash, remez, sod, whatever. But the Poshup Shad means if a person did an Avera, so then after you give the Einish Misad Bezdin, so then you have to punish with Taliyah. So that's one Machlekes Rav Lezer and the Chachamim. Whether Taliyah applies to all Niskolim, or it only applies to the Ovid Avodah Zarah and to the Megadeth. Then Tanoim have another Machlekes. It's all based on how you darshan the Psukim. The Gemara works it out with the drushes of Psukim. Bechiyah be'ish. Ish sounds like ish v'lo isha. In Hebrew, you have no neutral gender. Things are either written in the masculine and the feminine. So kolatarakula, the whole Torah is written in masculine, and it applies equally to men and to women. Unless it says beferish, ish, when it says ish, then it means ish v'lo isha. Often, not always, sometimes the v'chigach shor ish and shor eyehu. So it sounds like it on ish, it says ish. So it sounds like a shor isha would be potter. So that's why the Tanoim needed a drasha to teach us that shor isha is also chayv. It's a Mishnah Bava Kama and Daf Mem Hei. So the Tanoim needed a drasha to say that the hishvakos of isha liish, the women are also mechuyif to pay niski moment. If they're behemah, causes hezek, they have to pay, because the simple mashmos of the pasuk would have implied ish v'lo isha. So here it's a machlokes HaTanoim, the Gemara is going to work it out, amen v'avim adam. How do you darshan the pasuk? Chiyah b'ish v'loi b'isha? Or do you say no, ish afilu ish? Machlokes HaTanoim. So then, the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, hu ish nitla ben hu isha nitlis. A woman never gets taliyah. Taliyah is only for a man, and not for a woman. A woman who is obed avodah zarah, megadev, gets the same skila as a man does, but she doesn't get the punishment of Taliyah following the skila. So Rav Lezer argues back to the Chachamim from precedent. Don't you know that in earlier generations there was a figure by the name of Shimon ben Shetach? What, they revoked his smicha? Just like this Shimon ben Shetach, buddy, he doesn't call him Reb Shimon ben Shetach. Huh?
One of the sugars.
God only Rabban Shmai Hastings. The Ovisdar Amnasan, I think, writes like that. That you have a person who is a great Torah scholar, doesn't have smicha, so he's called Rav, a reverend. All the Amoraim and Babel, they didn't have any smicha because you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So you have Rav Huna, and you have Rav Ashi. All the Amoraim, they were Rav. All the Amoraim that we're familiar with from Babel, they were Rav. They were reverends. They weren't really rabbis. And then the Amoraim who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and all the Tanaim who had smicha, so that's Rebbe Yasni, Rebbe Yasi, Rebbe Yechanan. Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, they all had smicha, so they were really Rebbe. And then, if you're higher than that, if you're a chief rabbi, then we call you Rabban. Rabban means Rabbeinu. He's everybody's rabbi. And what's a higher title than Rabban? What can be higher? So God will make Rabban. The higher title than Rabban is Shemo. You just call him by his own name. Hilo, Shammai, Shimon ben Shetach. We don't have a title that's big enough. Moshe. We don't have a title that's big enough for them. Because of a lack of vocabulary. So apparently that's what they call Shimon ben Shetach. They don't give him a title, Rabban Shimon ben Shetach. They just call him Shimon ben Shetach. So Reb Lezer argues back to the Chacham, how can you tell me that there's no Taliyah on women? And how can you tell me? Two proofs. The Chachamim say that Taliyah is only on men, not on women. And number two, they say that Taliyah is only on Ovid of Izara and Megadeh. One is Mekalel Hashem. And it doesn't apply to all the other people who are chayvskila. So Reb Lezer says, I have a raya that you're wrong on both accounts. Here is a story. The Shimon ben Shetach punished 80 women who were machashvois. They did kishuv. Kishuv is related to Avodah Zarah, but it's not Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah. So after he gave them the penalty of skila, so he gave them also the punishment of Taliyah. So you see, both, number one, that Taliyah applies to all Niskalim, and number two, that Taliyah applies to women as well. So the Chachamim, you see from the earlier generations that they held like me on both accounts, that the din of Taliyah even applies to Kol Niskalim, and the din of Taliyah even applies to women. So the Chachamim answered back, no, that was our Amrulai in the Mishnah Mem Hamidays. Amrulai, so the Chachamim answered back to Reb Lezer, that was a Yotzei Min HaKlal. He really had no right to do that. Because we know that for sure he violated a real din. The din is, Ein Donim Shnayim L'Yayim Echad. You're not allowed to give the death penalty. If there's anyone given Sanhedrin, cannot give the death penalty to two different people on the same day. You got 80 women, or Chayiv Skilo, so you have to take 80 days, or send them to 80 different. But the din, if you want to kill them all on one day, you can't have one Bezin give 80 death penalties to 80 different people. So what right did Shimon ben Shetach have to do? So the answer is that was a Hirasha L'migda Milsa. Sometimes we have a right to violate the laws of the Torah, even Mikum V'yaseh. And the Gemara Mem Vav and Aleph, right before the Mishnah, quotes this famous Braisa, Tanya Rab Lezer and Yaakov Feimer. Shamati, I have a tradition. See, they write on the side that this Gemara appears in Yevamos Daf Tzadik Amud Beis. This Tanya Rab Lezer. So they only gives you one cross reference that is in Yevam Daf Tzadik on the base. The Gemara there quotes the same price. But there's a much earlier reference that's the earliest reference that's in Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is the earliest thing that was Rashi writes in Masechet Shabbos. Why is it called Megillas Tainus? It's a book that lists off which days in the year are Yomim Tovim that you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast and you're not allowed to deliver a hesed. So that's called Megillas Tainus. Why is it Megillas Tainus? Why not call it Maseches Tainus? So Rashi writes, because all the other Masechtas were being transmitted Baal Peh. This was at a time that the Torah Baal Peh was still not committed to writing. They were transmitting the Mishnayos all orally Baal Peh from generation to generation. But the Megillas Tainus was always written down. That was a Megillah, Biksav. That's what Rashi writes in the first Perek in Shabbos. Megillas Tainus was the first thing to be written down. That's a pilpul de Radal. Rab David Luria was the one who published with long hair oris, he published the Pirkei de Rab Lezer. So he fell in love with the Pirkei de Rab Lezer. That was one of the big things that he worked on, his long commentary. So he wants to insist that the Pirkei de Rab Lezer was written down before the Megillas Tainus. Okay. So it's a competition between these two, which was written down first. But they were both written down. The Pirkei de Rav Lezer with the Megillas Taanis family were both written down before all the other Mishnayos were written down. So this Braisa, Rav Lezer by Yankov Shamati, I have a tradition, Shebez Makamayan, Shalom Adin, etc. This appears in the Megillas Taanis. That's the earliest source before the Mishnayos. In fact, there in the Megillas Taanis, he quotes a pasuk. He quotes the pasuk that the Bavli has that pasuk later. In a different context, on Ayin Chesam and Aleph, the Bavli has a certain case where normally we should not give Oynish Mises Bezen, right in the middle of Ayin Chesam and Aleph, but we make an exception to the rule because it says, V'yarta hara mikir becha. So that pasuk of V'yarta hara mikir becha is quoted by the Megillas Taanis as the source for this halacha. It sounds like some Rishonim on Ayin Chesam and Aleph understand that that's what it means in the Gemara. Really, this trefa shaharak should really not be judged to Mises Bezdin. Based on the rules and regulations, he should get off the hook. We shouldn't give him Mises Bezdin. But because it says of the Ataramika Becha, Bezmakamian Shishleim and Adin, so that's why we sometimes do give him an Oynish Mises Bezdin, even though we're breaking the rules. So the Gemara here has that din. Bezmakamian Shishleim and Adin. The Gemara gives two cases. One case, a man was riding on a horse on Shabbos. Riding on a horse on Shabbos is not an Issa Deraisa, it's only an Issa Derabbanan. And they gave him a death penalty. Not because that's the halacha. The halacha says you're not allowed to give Oynish Misa for being Mechal Shabbos on an Issa Derabbanan. It wasn't on a permanent basis, just on a temporary basis. And they felt that it was necessary to be Mechazik the Gzeira Derabbanan. They had just introduced the Gzeira Derabbanan. Not to ride on a horse on Shabbos night. So every time Dick and Harry is violating the Gzeirah. There were people who didn't accept the Gzeirah. So they figured if they'll give one, if they'll make an example out of one person, they'll give him an Oynish Mises Bezdin, so the rest of the Tzibur will already shape up and they'll all observe the din. And then the Braisa, at least he did an Avera Derabbanan. And the next part of the Braisa tells a story, a person violated in Yonei Tznius. He was Boal Ishtoi in a public place. What's the Avera? Kedoshim Tiyu. Yeah, but this guy was, this man was married. He was Boal Ishtoi in a public place, in front of everybody. So it's a violation of Tznius. But he really didn't violate any Averit. It's a violation of Kedoshim Tiyu. Kochalo Yosu, you're not supposed to do like that. So they didn't give Mises Bezdin, but he gave him Malkus Hilkul. So just like you can give Misa, you can give Malkus, so to over here, the Mishnah says you can be done 80 women on one day, you can give Taliyah, even though the women never get Taliyah, you can give Taliyah, even though it's not Megadif and Ovid Ovid Azari, you can violate the din of Ein Donim Shnayim V'Yom Echad, whatever is necessary to violate, L'Herosho L'Migda Milsa. That's what the Gemara explains at the Pshat in the Mishnah. In the Gemara, in Yevamos on Daf Tzadik, this Braisa from the Megillas Taanis is quoted in the middle of the discussion of how far do the Chachamim have authority. You know, the Chachamim were authorized by the Torah to introduce Gzeiris and Siyogim. I say then Pirkei Ovid says in the first Mishnah, I say Siyog la Torah, the Pasuk says in the last Pasuk in last week's Sedra, it says, Shmartim es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris la Mishmarti. And then we know the Chachamim were authorized also to make Takonis Midirabbanan, not just Gzeiris, I say Siyog la Torah. They introduced the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neris Chanukah, they introduced the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, and the Tilas Yadayim with the Rabbanon, they introduced mitzvahs with the Rabbanon. The Gemara asked, how can we say a bracha? Asher Kedishon, a bit mitzvahs of the Tzivon, on a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, Hechem Tzivon. So the Gemara says, there are psukim that say the Chachamim are authorized to make takonis also. Not only are they authorized to make Zeris and Siogim and Harchokis to prevent us, to protect us from violating others, they're also authorized to introduce mitzvahs mid rabbanan. What about the following? Are they authorized by the Torah to, let's say, the Reform rabbi wants to encourage his balabatim to drive to synagogue on Shabbos in order to maintain Jewish identity. So is he allowed to tell a balabatim to allow to drive to shul on Shabbos? Chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses, do the Chachamim have koyach to tell a balabatim to violate laws of the Torah? To add on gzeiris, that's the Shmartem es Mishmarti. To add on mitzvot and drabonon, that's another pasuk the Gemara discusses. But what about, do they have the right, do the Chama have the right to tell us to violate laws in the Torah? So the Gemara says, to violate a mitzvah in the Torah, b'shevi al tase, they tell you, chveis, not to perform a bris milah on shmini under certain circumstances, not to bring a korban pesach under certain circumstances, not to shake a lulav when Sukkot falls on Shabbos, not to blow shofar, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. You have a whole series of cases that are mentioned in the Gemara. Not to like tefillin on Yantav Sheni Shel Goli, as the Rishonim add on. So we have a whole series of cases in the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch where we say Yesh Kach V'Achachamim. The Torah did authorize the Chacham even to be Oiker Dovim and HaTorah to tell us to violate the laws of the Torah, provided that it's B'Shei B'Altas. They can tell us not to shake a lulav, not to listen to the Kirshef, not to fulfill mitzvahs. Do they even have the authority to tell us to violate an Aver B'Kum B'Yaseh? So the Gemara goes back and forth. The whole thing. Gemara comes to the conclusion that not. Some Mefarshim on Yerushalmi think Yerushalmi comes to the opposite conclusion, but that is irrelevant. We assume like the Babli, that the koach of the Chachamim is restricted, it's limited, it's only they can tell us to violate laws of the Torah, only b'shevi al tase, not to fulfill them, it's a sesi. But in koach the Chachamim, they do not have authority, lakadam al Torah, b'kum v'yaseh, to tell us that we can violate Chilul Shabbos, that they don't have the authority. But here it says that they gave Einish Mises Besen, they violated Lo Sirtzo. The Kumbi Yaseh, they gave a man Malkus. The halacha doesn't say he's supposed to get Malkus. They gave a man Malkus. Yeah, they violated the din. Ain't on Shnayim v'Yom Echad. They went and they gave Kaliyah to the women. They were Mavaz of the women. They did a lot of things that were wrong. So don't you say Yesh Karach Lakar Afilu the Kumbi Yaseh? So the Gemara answers, that's a different story. This Brisa Shamay Tishabez Makmeyan Shishloimen Adin, that's yes, that's the Kumbi Yaseh, only Lahayra Shah. L'migda milsa, if you have these two conditions, like Rosha means it's not l'doiras. They're not making a takkona kavua for all the generations. It's only for this one instance. In this one case, we want to be Yogadav Manatari, even though it's Bikum V'yaseh. And number two, they think that it's going to accomplish migda milsa. They think they'll accomplish that the people will listen to the Gzeira of the Rabbanon. They made Gzeira not to ride on a horse, and there were people who were violating on Shabbos. There were people who were violating it, so they gave the death penalty in order to make a lesson, in order to indicate to the people how serious a violation it is, so they accomplished that the people would listen to the Gzeirah D'Rabban. And they accomplished that was more tznius when they gave this fellow Malkus for being Goa Lishto B'Farhesia, that accomplished that the rest of the people observed in Yoni tznius a little more than before. So whenever you have Lohai Roa Shol, the Migda Milsa, then the Bezin even has the authority to be Yoika B'Kum Yaseh. What is the source for that? That's the question. What is the source for that idea? That yesh koach. What is the source for yesh koach? The al chacham lakadovim and atayra. The shevi al tasa. How do you know that the yesh koach? The Gemara never discusses. How do you know that the chachamim have the right to make exeru the rabbanon that you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to perform a bismillah when you don't have a knife and you have to carry in a carmelis? Did we say so? You won't do the bismillah bisman when atayra you carry in the carmelis. There's no use of carmelis. With the Rabbanon, they insisted, you're not allowed to carry the Karmelis, so don't do the bris mila on Shabbos if you don't have the knife there. So what is the source for this in the Chumash that Yesh Koach Lakal? So Rabbi Chana Wasserman writes, as a long essay that's called Kuntres Dibre Soifrim, he talks about the authority of the Chachamim, how far the authority goes, the restrictions, the limitations, and so on. So he has a suggestion that the Pasuk says that you have to listen to the Psak of the Chachamim, L'sasim HaKavado She'agid Lecha Yom and small. So Rashi in his commentary Achumish quotes from the Sifrei, Afil Omer Yichol Yimin Shu Small Bal Small Shu Yimin. Even if the Bezin tells you a psak that's wrong, you mechuyev to listen. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs was the first one to ask the Kasha, and many after him talk about this Kasha. What do you mean? Even if the Bezin made a mistake, the psak is binding. Is the Beferish not so? That's the first Mishnah in Harius, that the psak of a rabbi, the psak of a Bezin is only binding if it's not Tanera. If you know that the rabbi made a mistake, you're not allowed to follow the psak. And in fact, the Rishonim comments on the same pasuk: "Sasa yomin is small, al yimin shuhu yimin, while small shuhu small." Only if the rabbi is not making a mistake. If they make a mistake, you're not allowed to. If you know that they're wrong, how can you know that they're wrong? That's what the Ramban says. If you know the vaday that they're wrong, you're not allowed to follow. If you think that it doesn't make any sense, so when I go to my doctor and he tells me medical advice, I also think it doesn't make sense. If I go to a chemist and I say, if you mix these two chemicals, this is a quiet chemical, this is a quiet chemical. He tells me, if you mix the two chemicals, the whole house will explode. Aye, but this is quiet and this is quiet. Why should it explode if you mix the two together? So even though it does make sense, but you follow the mumche. So in a lot of disciplines like that, a lot of the disciplines don't correspond to common sense. So the Seichel HaTorah doesn't always, you can't always figure out with common sense what the Din HaTorah should be either. So that's what the Ramban answers. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah says, if you know Bevadai that they made a mistake, which is rare, you know Bevadai the Bez made a mistake, then you're not allowed to listen. But if you think that they're making a mistake, because Lefiya Nirim B'Yeinecha Yinin Shu Smol, doesn't make any sense. So a lot of times it doesn't make sense. So in the eyes of a layman, a lot of things that an expert says do not make any sense. And lo and behold, it is true. That's what the Ramban answers. So Rabbi Hona Rassman suggests a different answer on that kasha. What is the pshat in the Sifrei Ayinin Shu Smol? So he says, no, that's what it means. The rabbis tell you, it says in the Chumash, you have to shake a lulav on Sukkis, and we tell you, with the power vested in us, as Rabban, we tell you, don't listen to the Rabban Shalom, don't shake a lulav, because he may forget and carry the lulav. It says in the Torah, you should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even Choli is B'Shabbos. We tell you, don't listen to what it says in the Torah, because you're going to fall in. Somebody's going to be Mechal Shabbos, someone's going to carry. So he says, that pasuk, Ayimin Shuhu Smol, that Rosh is the makor, the source for this whole institution of Yesh Kach V'Yad Chachamim, Lakadov Men HaTorah, Bechlal. Who says that they have authority to be Yekadov Men HaTorah? The Gemara says they have the authority, B'Shevi Altasa. Where is the makor? Rabbi Chana suggests that the makor must be from the pasuk, Yomin is Smol. Right, right. Right. Some of the Forshim say that the first the Gemara thought that that is a din deraisa, that when Rosh Hashanah falls in on Shabbos that you don't blow shofar is a din deraisa. Then the Gemara backs out. The Gemara says, no, it's a gzeira midirabbanan. So what do you do with the psukim? So some of the Achrayim say that the psukim are alluding to this din deraisa that was already instituted in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Maram Chagiz writes like that. That this gzeira that you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos had already been instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, he dictated it using terms that they were familiar with. He referred to Rosh Hashanah as Zichron Shua. The Ribbono Shel Olam was referring to the day that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, and he calls it Zichron Shua. The Meshachach and Chumash shows the way that Rosh Hashanah fits in with the rest of the Pasuk there. The Zichron Shua Pasuk happens to be talking about Shabbos. He brings a right from the Mashmos of the Pasuk. Yeah. No hasra, of course no hasra. Yeah, that's also part of this halacha. Makami Ansha Shalayman Adin. It can be Makami Ansha Shalayman Adin. In fact, it says in the Choshen Mishpat. This is quoted in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, and they quote that it applies even Bizman Azeh. Here, Tur Shulchan Aruch Siman Beis. In the very beginning of Choshen Mishpat. And the Ramah says that it applies Bizman Azeh, the Zayin Tuvi Huir. Traditionally, they used to have a board that consisted of seven members of the board. So the Zayin Tuvi Huir, the Gemara Megillah talks about the Zayin Tuvi Huir. So it says in the Ramah, the Zayin Tuvi Huir have the authority to be Makam Yonshu Shlomen Adin. This authority, you don't have to be the great Gedoli Hador, you don't need some, the Meiri writes, you need a Sanhedrin Gdola to do this. And we don't pass like the Mir. We pass like the Ramon Shulchan Aruch. He quotes that you don't even need Musmachim at all, even Bizman Azeh. You don't even need Talmid HaChamin. If the Zayin Tuvah here, this is a Kerech of not a Kerech of Bezdin, scholarship, learning, Torah. This is a Kerech of Malchus, of Dina the Malchus of Dina. If the government feels that it's necessary, if the Zayin Tuvah here act as the government for the Kehillah, if they feel that it's necessary to be managed somebody, so they can give Misa and they can give Malkus, Bizman Azeh also. The din applies to even Bizman Azeh. No. That's what I mentioned. The Megillah Steiner says that's derived from the Pasuk of Yad Torah Mikibech. That appears in the Bavli and Ayin Chesam and Aleph. And the Miri there says that that's what it means there too. Yad Torah Mikibech is Exeris HaKosuf, despite the fact that the Trefa should really be off the hook, a Trefa Shoharak. Should never get Einish Mrs. Bezdin. Sometimes you violate the din because of the Yad Torah Mikibecha, which is the basis of the din of Bezdin Makam Yonshin Shalom and Adin. That prosik. Din in the Machusa? That's din in the Machusa. So they assume, the Megillah's Tainus seems to assume that the Yad Torah Mikibecha is a din on the community. The community has to seize. It's not necessarily with the Kerech HaTorah. If the community sees creatures, so the government should try to stop it. So Rabbi Chana claims that the mocker for the whole idea of Yesh Kerech V'Yachacham Lakadov Menator, who says that the Gemara says, but where did the Gemara get the mocker from a pasuk? Where did the Gemara get the makkah from a pasuk that the Bezin has the authority to make a gzeira in violation of the laws of the Torah, to tell you not to fulfill the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, not to fulfill the mitzvah of netilas lulim, and so on. So he said that's based on the din of the drasha of Yamin Shehu Smol. So why did the Gemara come up with a distinction between Bikum v'yaseh as opposed to Shevi Altase? The Bavli comes to the conclusion after a long discussion, two Vlad Gemara in Yevamos goes from Daf Peipes till Daf Tzadik on the base, goes on, along they keep on quoting one case, another case, another case. The topic comes up there in the Sugya Veidechot is Neman by Meis Bailo, because Mikra Adin, the Pashtus, most of the posthumous, Mikra Adin Deraisa, let's say a woman is married and the husband disappears. We don't know whether he's alive or dead. So in our Torah, that's a dovish of the yervos. In order to ascertain that the husband is no longer alive, you should really require two kosher eidim to testify. So the Mishnah says there was a machlokes satanoim, and we pass from Allah that eid echad is sufficient. How is eid echad sufficient? So the pashtus says that it's only with the rabbanim. In our Torah, eid echad is not sufficient. You really need two eidim. The stach mamish of dovish of the yervos to allow an eish yisish to remarry. In the Rabbana, we allow the Eish Yisish to remarry based on Eid Echad. So the Gemara asks, what's going on? They're allowed to permit the woman to remarry, to violate Lysinim. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Gemara with the Taisus. That's where the whole discussion comes up in that context. So what is the Svara Lachalik between Kum V'yaseh and Shebi Altase? That the conclusion of the Gemara is like that? That the Chachamim only have authority to tell people to violate mitzvahs atar b'shevi altaseh, don't blow shofar, and don't bring a korban pesach, and don't shake a lulav, and don't perform the bris milah, and don't do this mitzvah, and don't do that mitzvah. That they have authority. Ad kedei kach, to tell us al yamin shehu smol, it says in the Torah, do this, we tell you don't do that, don't keep a mitzvah, but to tell us to violate an aver, b'kum yaseh that not. What's the svar l'chalek? So that already Rabbi Chanan doesn't explain. So that others explain. That the Gemara on the first daf in Megillah has a pasuk, the last pasuk in Vayikra, and it's the last pasuk in Bamidbar, practically says the same thing. The Mashal points out, it's unclear which, on the first daf in Megillah, it's a little unclear whether the Gemara is quoting the concluding pasuk in Vayikra, the concluding pasuk in Bamidbar, because they're practically the same. Eila ha-mitzvah sa-shachiva tziva ha-sem es Moshe b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. So the Mashmos is the same in both psukim, that Eila is a miyot. These and only these are the mitzvahs that were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah was given in HaShemayim to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Mikan, from this pasuk we derive, Shein Novi Rashoi L'Chadosh Dova Miyata. No one's allowed to add on, no one's allowed to change anything. Eila mitzvahs, this is it, and there are no amendments to this constitution. It's Bal Tosef, Bal Tigre, you can't add anything on, you can't take anything off, that's it. These are the Tariag mitzvahs, and you can't change anything. So the Tanoim has such a comment. Eila mitzvahs, mikan, these, and only these, mikan, from this phrase we derive, Shein Novi Rasha L'Chadosh Dova Me'ata. No other Novi, after Moshe Rabbeinu, can come and alter anything, because it says, this is it, only what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that, usually the term L'Chadesh, L'Chadesh Dova Me'ata, the term Chidush, is a technical term in the Gemara. Chidush means Dova Asayser Es HaKlal. Like the Gemara says, Eid Zaymim is Chidushu. The Gemara has in Bava Kama on that fine base. What do you mean, Eid Zaymim Chidushu? Two witnesses testify that Reuben borrowed $1,000 for Shimon. Another two witnesses say, it's not true. We were there, Reuben did not borrow $1,000 from Shimon. We were there and the whole story never happened. So that's Hakhashim. So that's Trey. The two witnesses say one way, two witnesses say Fakir. So you don't know who's telling the truth. But if the second pair of witnesses contradict the first pair in a special fashion, they're mazim then, they say, hey, chatem me'idim, how can you testify? Hello, imanu ha'yisem, b'makam ploini. The Mishnah says, Makas, you were with us in a different location on that day, so how can you testify about what happened in New York? You weren't even there in New York on Monday afternoon, the end of Chodesh Nisan. So if the second pair is mazim, the first cut, so then the second pair is believed, the first cut is not believed. So the Gemara says, Eid Zaymim is really a chiddush. What do you mean chiddush? It means it's a dabar asayis haklal. It's an exception to do because my chlas is the tzais line. It's tzais line. It's basically every case of azam is really trey or trey. Why do you believe the second pair? One should believe the first pair. So Taisus points this out in Yevamos in the first pair that the term dabar shoy bechlal yatzman haklal bolid the medaber hachodesh yata yachlach zil lechlada yachshi yachsven al kasa lechlal lefeish. So Tosis points out there in the Gemara, it appears very rarely that midah in the Gemara. So Tosis points out in Yevamos on Daf Chesam and Aleph, Yotzim and Aklal Lida Medava HaChodesh. It's only called the Dava HaChodesh when it's a Dava HaSeiseris HaKlal. The Gemara has the example there by Dam Osham. You have an Asham Metzorah. So normally, what do you do with Dam of Karbonis? You zerk the Dam on the Karnas HaMizbeach. Zerk the Dam on the Gaga HaMizbeach once in a Yovel. You zerk them on top of the Mizbeach. But to take Dam and put it on a person's gums, on his toes, on his ears, that's not where the Dam belongs. So by Osham, Korban Oshem is a Dova Shiyotza Lid Medova HaChodesh. It's a Dova HaSeis HaSaklal. In all other Karbonis, you're not supposed to take the Dam and place it anywhere other than the Karbonis, other than the Mizbech, either the top of the Mizbech or the bottom of the Mizbech. The Yisayda Mizbech. The Shiyar Adam is Nishpachim or Yisayda Mizbech. But you don't put it on a person's body, so that's called Lid Medova HaChodesh. The term Chidesh means Dova HaSeis HaSaklal, something that's an exception to the rule. It's a violation of the rule. So here the Gemara says, Eila HaMitzvos is a miut mikan sheinover asha lechadish dova miyato. So lechadish doesn't only mean to be mechadish. If a novi is going to come and say, I got the nevuah min hashamayim, the 614th mitzvah, to get out on another mitzvah. So the Rambam says, do you do it? That is a novi asheker, because the Torah says there's only going to be these mitzvahs that were given by Moshe Rabbeinu. No other novi is going to give a nevuah l'doiris. He's going to give a hayruah shor. He'll tell you, Hayru Ashur, the Rabbanu Shalom wants you to invest in AT&T. The Rabbanu Shalom wants you to sell all your stocks today. The Rabbanu Shalom wants you to stand on your head. The Rabbanu Shalom wants you to smoke a cigar this Shabbos. This Shabbos and only this Shabbos. So that's a din. You have to listen, Elof Tishmon. You have to listen to the Navi, even if he tells you to violate a din in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is the din. So the Navi is going to say, faket from him. That's Dov HaSeis HaSaklal. That's also called Chidush. So the Gemara understood that there's a chilik between Shevi Altas and Kumbe HaSei. If a Navi or a Chacham comes and they tell you to violate a mitzvah, don't shake a lulav, don't listen to Tkiyah Shofar, don't perform the Bris Milah, don't bring the Korban Pesach. So that's not considered so much Chidush Dova. That's not called so much Dova HaSeis HaSaklal, because the Bitl HaSei, the Averis HaSei, is B'Shei V'Altas, it's not B'Kombi HaSei. But if they're going to tell you, the Bezen or the Novi are going to tell you to violate something B'Kombi HaSei, so then the Gemara understood that that's already more of a sword, that's called Dova HaSeis HaSaklal. That's an outright Stira Gluya. So the Gemara, that's how Tesis says later, that this Halacha here, Amar Ablezer Be'Yankiv Shamaiti Shebezen Akhli Yanshi Shalom in HaTorah, that's based on the din of Yesh Kach Yal Chacham Im Laka Dov Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Yaseh if it's L'Hayru HaShor L'Migda Milsa. So Tosis writes later on Pei Tes on the base, there's a whole long Tosis Eliyahu B'Har HaKarmel. So Tosis writes in the middle of that Tosis that this requirement for Hayru HaShor L'Migda Milsa is even applies to a Navi, doesn't only apply to a Chacham. Let's see, the Bezna will say, from now on, that's the law. Whoever rides on a horse on Shabbat gets a death penalty. So that, the Gemara says, they have no right to say, from now on, that's the din. They can't do that. It's only the Hayru HaShor on a temporary basis. L'Migda Milsa, if they think they're going to accomplish something tremendous. Eliyahu HaNavi brought Shchut Echutz B'Har HaKarmel, it was Zman Bais Rishon. He didn't say, Mikan V'Yelach, there's no Yisr Shchut Echutz. Whoever wants to bring Karbanis outside the base, he would be a Novi HaSheker. He said, on this occasion, I'm going to bring Shchut Echutz. Why did he have a right to do it? Because number one, it was Hayru HaShor only on this one occasion, one and only one occasion. Number two, L'Migda Milsa. He felt that he was going to accomplish Nehruah's Riflos. He said, Hashem Hu Elokim, and all the people stopped worshipping Avodah Zarah. And it did work. The big maimed that he had, the big drasha that he gave, that they should listen to the Rabbanu Shalom and stop worshipping Avodah Zarah. So he was maxer everybody lamutav, and it was a big tshuva movement at that time. So Tosis points out there, and pay test in the day, so this requirement for these two conditions has to be l'hayru HaShor, only on a temporary basis, not on a permanent basis. Number two, l'migda milsa, is not only required when it's a Bezdin, when it's a Chachma who wants to introduce a change, it's required even when you have a Navi. Let's say the Navi says, I got a Nevuah, the Baruch Shalom wants you to smoke a cigar this Shabbos. So I asked him, what will be accomplished by that? Nothing. The Baruch Shalom said nothing. He just wants you to smoke a cigar. So Taisa says, you're not allowed to listen to the Navi. Even though he's a Navi Muchzor. He's been established as a Navi for years and years. He already showed us also some ups and many times over. We know the man is a Navi. The only time he listened to the Navi, to be Oike Dovim in Atayra Bikum V'yasei, Taisa says, it applies even to a Navi, not just to a Chacham. His number one, Hayrashah, he says, smoke a cigar, the Shabbos. Number two, L'migda Milsa. The Navi promises that something tremendous is going to happen. You're going to smoke the cigar, all of your sicknesses will get better, whatever. You'll smoke the cigar and your sinuses will be cleared and whatever. You're going to be maxer everybody in the mutav or something. But if he doesn't promise anything gevaldik, like Ross the Floss, then you're not allowed to listen, even though the man is a Navi. That's what Taisus writes to the Feirish like that. That's interesting. The Maritz Chayis, Rav Tzvi Hishchayis, wrote, he lived at the period of the Maskilim. The president of his shul was one of the big Maskilim. And Zalkata. So he had to do a lot with Maskilim. So he wrote a whole Sefer, Antaras HaNaviyim. When do we listen to the Naviyim? When do you have a right to change? That's what Maskilim was, Kitzling the Maskilim. They wanted to change all the laws in Torah. So he says, when do you have a right to change? When you have a Navi, when you don't have a Navi, Shai. So he has long arichas in about this. And then in the middle, he writes such a thing, that you listen to the Navi, if the Navi tells you, Lohai Rasha, that's only Lohai Rasha, the Migda Milsa. If the Navi says you're going to accomplish something tremendous. So many Gdolim disagreed with the Maritz Chayis. Since when? A Navi has to have Migda Milsa. The Gemara says that in Yevamah Daf Tzadik Amud Beis by a Bezdin. If a Bezdin wants to violate a din, yesh kach yachachon lakadov min ator b'shevi al taseh kibil adoris, they tell us, we don't want you to blow shofar whenever Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos. And even if there isn't going to be a gevaldige migda milsa, we don't want people to be mechal Shabbos, we're afraid somebody or another may be mechal Shabbos. And they make a takonic vuah, whenever Rosh Hashanah falls on the Shabbos, you don't know. It's not l'hoi rasho, it's l'doris, and it's not necessarily such a gevaldige migda milsa. They're afraid a few people will be mechal Shabbos. So still, if it's b'shevi al taseh, the Bezdin has authority to make such a gzeil. But if it would be b'kum b'yasei, they want to give malchus, they want to give nisa, it has to be number one, lohi rasha only, number two, the migda milsa. So that's only the gedolim tainin against the Maritz Chayis, that's only when it's the koyach Bezdin. But when a Navi comes, a Navi muchzak, we have established this man as a Navi, he demonstrated with us some often that he's a Navi. Then he tells us, I got a nevuah, the Rebbe Hashem wants you to smoke a cigar this Shabbos, lohi rasha. He doesn't tell you from now on you can smoke cigars. Just Lahi Rasha. So the Navi also needs Migda Milsa. What is the mocker for that? That's where they chepid the Maritz Chayis. What is the mocker for that? Chsam Sefer. Chsam Sefer chepid the Maritz Chayis. What is the mocker? So the Netziv has in his commentary on the Shiltis, in one place he quotes this Torah Sanadim, and he says, Taisus says it. If you look, Taisus Taka says it beferish. I'm pay Taisus on the base. Because Taisus seemed to have understood the whole difference between Kum V'yasei, Yesh karach lakot b'shevi atasein, karach lakot b'kum b'yasei, is because that's called chidush dover. That's called ein ovir loy chacham rashay lachanish dover meyato. Chidush dover means when it's in glaring contradiction to the laws of Torah. Glaring contradiction hates when it's b'kum b'yasei. When it's b'shevi atasein, then it's not in glaring contradiction. So that limitation of ein novi rashay lachanish dover meyato is both on the novi and on the chacham. They're both restricted. Neither has the right to say, to change any laws of the Torah, b'kum v'yasei. And if it's Lai Rosh, or the Migda Milsa, then they're both permitted to. You believe the Navi, and the Chacham has the right to institute a Takon also. So enough of the Tesis, I'm paid Tesis on the base. And anyway, getting back, that was the argument. Reb Lezer, the Tana Reb Lezer ben Hurkan, Reb Lezer Agoda argues with the Chacham and says, how can you tell me only Megadif and Ovid Ovid Azorah get Tliya, after they get the skilo, and how can you tell me women never get tliya, only men? Kia biish ish v'lo isha. The both of your shitas are contradicted by the story of Shimon ben Shetach. They gave tliya to 80 women in Ashkelon. They were women, and they violated kishuv. They didn't do avodah zarah. They didn't do megadif es Hashem. So you see that you're wrong on both accounts. And the Chacham said there was a third violation that he did. He did a third thing that was wrong. Third kasha. How were they done, 80 women? So the answer is, he was allowed to violate everything, because yesh kach v'yachachamim, Lakadov in Atar, Bikum Yaseh, Lo Hayro Ashor L'migdeh Milsa. That was a special Hayro Ashor case. That's where the Gemara comes to the conclusion. Why didn't they do what?
Why didn't they give malchus
to the wife? Maybe they did.
So maybe. Rosh Hashanah had a time limit, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, smoke a cigar. Only it was one time only?
No, doesn't have to be one time only. There is a shaila, there is the Minchas Chinuch has a discussion of the Rambam. The Gemara says in the second parak in Subis, the Rambam quotes it, Ezra penalized the Levim that you shouldn't give them Maaseh Rishon, because when he came back, the beginning of Bayis Sheni, and on his way back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he stopped at a certain river. The Pasuk in Ezra says he stopped at a river and he started to figure out how many people there are. There weren't enough Levim to run it. The whole purpose of Shiva Stiyam was in order to bring Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. There weren't enough Levim. They would have to stay up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's not shock. So he told everybody to wait and he went back to Bavel. He schlepped a couple more of Levim and he brought it back and they made the Beis HaMikdash and they brought the Karbonos. So the Gemara says because the Levim were slow and they weren't so eager to come back to run the Beis HaMikdash, so Ezra penalized them that you shouldn't give them Maaseh Rishon. You should give them Maaseh Rishon to the Kohanim. So that's a shaila exactly what that means. It means you should bedafka not give Maaseh Rishon to the Levim, only to the Kohanim, or it's optional now. Before the days of Ezra, You could only give to the Levim. And after the Knas of Ezra, you have the option of either giving to the Kohanim or to the Levim. The Gemara says it's a Machloikas Satanoim. That's how Tosis reads the Gemara. Depends. There is a Machloikas Satanoim. What was the Din Deraisa? On the level of Deraisa, are you Yotze Nesinas Meiser only if you give it to a Levi? So then the penalty of Ezra was, you can either give to a Levi or to a Kohen. Or do you say no? On the level of Deraisa, the Kohanim are also Levim. So on the level of their eyes, you have an option. You can either give the Maaseh Rishon to a Kohen or to a lady. So then the penalty of Ezra was that you only give it to a Kohen, you don't give it to a lady. That's how the Gemara makes it totally in the Machlokes of Akiva, Rabbi Elazar and Azari. What's the Din Deraisa? And the Mele, what was the penalty? So the Gemara there in Ksubis is pretty clear that this penalty of Ezra wasn't only made for his generation when they built the second Beis HaMikdash. The Tanaim are talking about the Knas of Ezra hundreds of years later, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they're still talking about the penalty of Ezra. So the problem is with the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Ezra konas asalavim shebedoro. Ezra penalized the Levim in his generation that you shouldn't give them Maaseh Rishon. What do you mean asalavim shebedoro? No, the Tanoim talk about the penalty of Ezra after the Churban Bayis Sheni. A few centuries later, 500-600 years later. What did the Rambam write? Only the Levim in his generation. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. He's not the only one that before and after the Minchas Chinuch. But he raises the possibility, he raises one possibility, maybe Shebedoro means it was only a Hayru Ashor because it was Akira's Dovim and HaTorah. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Nesinas. The Rambam's opinion is that Minatorah is supposed to give the Maaseh Rishon only to the Levim. You're not supposed to give it to the Kohanim. So when Ezra penalized the Levim, give it to the Kohen. So when you give it to the Kohen, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests maybe Shebedoro means for all the generations that Trumas and Maisis is only the Rabbanon. When Mashiach will come and Trumas Maisis will be the Araisa, so then you can't have a penalty of Ezra not to fulfill the Mitzvah of the Araisa of giving the Maaseh Rishon to the Levi. If you give it to the Kohen, you're not Yotze anything. So Ezra Konas the Salavim Shebedoro, he suggests, means a Hayrashah. Hayrashah means for a couple of centuries, maybe even 2,000 years. 2,000 years, I mean, it's over 2,000 years. That's called Doro. That's called that. He's not talking over there, he's not talking about this concept. He doesn't talk about the Yeshkoach Lakadom and HaTorah. La Hayrashah could also be 1,000 years. He's not talking about that. That's a question. Rosha doesn't only mean chatpami, one time. I don't know exactly what the shear is. So here in the middle, the Gemara has a little bit of a discussion of this din. Ein donim shnayim b'yayim echad. The Chachamim said, Reb Lezer is bringing a raya from the story of Shimon ben Shetach, that he gave to Leah to 80 women who were Mechashefes all on one day. So what kind of a raya? He's bringing a raya to support his two opinions that Kolam is Kolam Nitlim, and even Isha also, women also get the punishment of Kliya. So they say, but he violated the din of Ein Dorim Shnayim Liyay Mechod. So there must be the whole thing was a Hayrasha. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara has a little bit of a discussion on Mem Vav and Aleph about the sixth wide lines. The seventh wide line. Amar Av Chizde. So the Gemara goes into the details of this. This din Ein Dorim Shnayim Liyay Mechod, it says on the side. That's a Tasefta in the Goyim. The Sefta in Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, and the Sefta in the Goyim, Perek Aleph. So the Oris Namech points out, others point out as well, there seems to be a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, the nature of the din. What's the reason? What's the halacha? Ein Dorim Shnayim Liyay Mechod? What is it? Is there a sakosuf? Or is it a svara? So Rashi writes, you need a lot of yeshiva das to give any psak, any din Torah, you need yeshiva das. If you're dealing with $100,000, you need yeshiva das. And if you're dealing with din in the nefashis, you need even more yeshiva das. So if you're going to, the Beis Din is going to know in advance, let's say sometimes they have so many people getting divorced, so the Beis Din who takes care of the gittin, they have one get at 10 o'clock in the morning, another get at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, another get at 6 o'clock in the evening. They have 3 gittin in one day, 5 gittin in one day. They're doing business all day long with gittin, so many people. You have din etera. Sometimes they have one din etera, they knock it off in the morning. Sometimes din etera take weeks and weeks and weeks. Sometimes it's a short case. Knock off one din etera, then 2 hours, another din etera, 2 hours later, another din etera. So din in the first, you're not supposed to knock off one after the other. Why not? Ein Dorim Shnayim Liyay Mechod, why not? So Rashi says, because you need more yeshiva das. To give din in the first, you need a lot of yeshiva das. So if it's Bavera Achas or Bemisa Achas, we're using the same simonim in Shulchan Aruch, we're using the same prokim in the Rambam. We're discussing Echveis Ketzira de Shabbos. Aver Achaz, the exact same Aver. So we're discussing Reuven and Shimon. They both did Ketzira de Shabbos. So we're chazering over the same dinim twice, and it's going to be Skilo. So we're going to discuss the same Hilchas Skilo and the same Hilchas Koitza de Shabbos. So then you can be done Shnayim Liyay Mechod. If it's a repeat of the same Marma Kaimus, we're going to go through the same sources to judge the second case of the first case. Everything is still fresh in our mind, so there's no problem of lack of Yeshiva Das. But if it's going to be another Misa, the first guy is going to get Skila, the second guy we're going to discuss whether he gets Sreifa. So that's already a different discussion. What's so difficult to figure out how to give Sreifa? They don't remember how, I don't know. That's what Rashi writes. If it's a different Oynish Misa's Bezdin, so you need already another day to think about that. Or even if it's the same Oynish, but these people did Kishuf, and these people violated Yidoni, and these people violated Balov. So Balov is one thing, and Yidoni is another thing, and Kishuf is another thing, and Chodachever is a fourth thing. They're different. That's what Taisus writes over here. Mem Vav and Aleph. They're different Averis. Balov, Yidoni, Chodachever, Shamach Hashem, they're different violations, different Averis. And each one has a whole series of Mishnayos and Gemaras and different Mesichtas that discuss it. So because you need so much Yishuvat Das, so you should not be done Shnayim B'yay Mechod, unless it's Mamish Baver Achas of the Misach. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rambam, the Asamech points out, the Rambam looked in this Tosefta in the Goyim Perek Aleph. The Tosefta puts this din together with another din, the din of Ein Oise Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That a Kohen is not allowed to have all the people standing online. That's the Gemara in Soiton, Daf Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, let's say the Kohen is going to stand online, and everybody has a Negat Saras, they're going to put an advertisement in the Jewish press. Where's that Negat Saras? Come 10 o'clock in the morning, the Kohen is going to be there, everybody should come. Right? So the first guy, the Kohen looks, Tomei. Next one, Tomei, Tor, whatever. Keeps on looking. So the mission, so the Gemara says that's a violation of Ein Oise Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. You're not allowed to have people lined up in order to do the mitzvah's mass production, to shoot them off one after the other. That's not covered on mitzvah. You should give each mitzvah its own chashivas. Or the Gemara has another example. Let's say you have they'll put an advertisement in the Jewish press. Whoever has an Eved Ivri who wants to stay on after Sheish and he needs Ritzia, doesn't have to do Ritzia, so everybody should come 10 o'clock in the morning and line up. So they're going to have everybody standing on line. And the Bezin is going to say, What do you say? Zokta hapkia sadeinis ishtas bala yetzei b'gisho, so they're going to make a hole in his ear. Next, what do you say? Zokta the pizman, hapkia sadeinis ishti, next, you make a hole. Next customer, they're going to knock him off one after the other. So the Gemara says in Seitan, that's a violation of chavilas. So right after that, tosefta about lining the people up for riyas negoim, you shouldn't do that, that's a violation of chavilas. Has this din? That you're not allowed to, bezdin is not allowed to be done, shnayim liyaynechon. So the Rambam seems to have understood that it's because the Arba Mitzvot Bezdin are four mitzvahs. That's a machlokes is the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Ramban holds that all the Arba Mitzvot Bezdin is one mitzvah. Biyatara mikibecha, to give mitzvah to whoever is chai mitzvah. And the Rambam says, no, they count as four mitzvahs. So the Yosmech says, the mocker for the Rambam is this tosefta. Only if it's b'misa achas. If it's a different misa, let's say the baskoin uboyalo, so the baskoin gets sreifa and the boyal gets a chenek. So even though the mamish did the avera together, but since he's going to get chenek and she's going to get sreifa, so it's two different mitzvahs, so that is a violation of chavilas. And it has to be dafka b'avera achas. The Rambam understood, not like Rashi, we're repeating the same sifim and Shulchan Aruch and the same perik and the Rambam and the same mishnayos, the same marmakoymas. No. If he did chilul Shabbos and he did chilul Shabbos, even though they're both mowing their lawn, that's a violation of Ein Donim Shnayim B'Yemechad. That's not called Aveir Achas. Aveir Achas means like a boil vinevelis. They did the Aveir jointly. They did the Aveir together, mamish. So it's mamish, it's one din, it's one mitzvah. That's how the Rambam understood, not like Rashi. It's not because you need a higher degree of Yishuv Hadas, and so if they're going to be two different Mises Bezdins, they're going to get confused, they're not going to have the proper Yishuv Hadas, or if it's two different Averis, so there's going to be a lack of Yishuv Hadas, because they have to look through different Marmakamis for Ov and different Marmakamis for Yidoini. The Rambam learns in Gansen differently. It's an issue of Chavilas. Is it considered one mitzvah? Giving Mises Bezdin to the boiled Vinadelis is considered one mitzvah, provided that it's the same Misa. But if one is going to get Sreifa, she's going to get Sreifa, and he's going to get Chedek, then it's two mitzvahs, because the Rambam considers the Dalit Mrs. Bezdin as two distinct mitzvahs. I don't know. How does it compare? All the cases of Chavilas, I don't know. Not all the cases of Chavilas are the same. You have to figure out how does it apply in each case. Anyway, that the Gemara had a diversion. So the Gemara had a little bit of a discussion. What was the problem with the 80 women? Chacham said, not only did Shirin and Shetach violate the two dinim, that there's no taliyah for women, and there's no taliyah for Shar Niskalim, he violated the third din of Ein Donim Shnayim Yamechud. Why is it that a violation of Ein Donim Shnayim Yamechud if they all got the same Misa of Skila? So the answer is no, but some of them were Balov, and some of them were Yidoni. Some of them are choy v'chever. There are different forms. Some of them are machashefa. So since they're different, it's a shtei averis. It's not a repeat of the same avera. So that's what Rashi and Tosafot explained. So that's why there was a violation. Ein Donim Shnayim Liyamech. That's the Gemara. We left out a little piece of Gemara that's taka very important. Maybe Bilineta next week we'll have to start from that Gemara. The Gemara discusses what's the din of Taliyah by a ben sorer amora. Is it a din of tliya by ben sorer amora or not? Ben sorer amora gets a skilo. So if you hold like the chachamim, that ain't no nitla ela megadif and avid avid azor, so there's nothing to discuss. He's not an avid avid azor, he's not a megadif. But what if you hold the din is like, if one would think the din is like Reb Lezer, that all of the kolan is kolan nitlim. So one of them, several people who gets the punishment of Skila is Ben Sora Morris. So what do you say? Should he get Taliyah or not? So why not? Manishtana Ben Sora Mami Kol Shaar Niskol. So the Gemara Epis has two versions, but a yes or no. The Gemara works with the Psukim. So it's interesting to look into that. Maybe Blineta, next week we'll have to start from that topic. This week said that we have such a difficult mitzvah. A lot of the mitzvahs are very difficult. Very schwer. Supposed to have an achdus of all of Klal Yisrael. You look in our generation, what shaykh to have an achdus? If the religious Jews don't get together, these chassidim don't get together with these chassidim. Chassidim don't get together with the misnagdim. What shaykh? But the Mefarshim and the Chumash quote from the earliest sources from Midrashim, that we say Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad Mikam Chisrael Goy Echad, that we believe in monotheism, we believe in one God. So the Klal Yisrael is supposed to have an Achdus Mikam Chisrael Goy Echad Baretz. It's supposed to be a unity of Klal Yisrael as reflecting the unity of God. So if you have a Pirud among Klal Yisrael, so it's as if we're demonstrating that there is not one God. The Achdus of Klal Yisrael is supposed to be representative of the fact that we believe in monotheism. It's something to think of. The Gemara has such a comment. The Gemara in Yevamos has such a comment on the din of Lois is going to do in Chumash Dvarim, where the pasuk warns us that if a relative passes away, so one is not permitted to scratch with his fingernails or with a knife on his skin until he causes bleeding. Not allowed to yank out any hair. You're not allowed to make Seret LaNefesh, L'Sitna B'Sarchem, all of these because we believe that even after a person dies, the Neshama stays, the Neshama goes to the Olam Elyon. Neshama doesn't die, the body dies and the Neshama remains. So what? So we're crying over the fact that the body died, the person is not with us, we're not able to associate with him, but the person didn't absolutely die, the Neshama is still around. There isn't so much to cry about. So that's the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk that it says Lois is going to do. But the Gemara understands an additional level of interpretation on the pasuk Lois is going to do. The Gemara has the sugi in the end of the first parak in Yevamos. Lois asu agudas agudas, that you're not allowed to observe the Torah in such a way as if it will appear as if kilu nasas atarish te teres, as if they're two different religions. We're supposed to demonstrate that the Jewish religion should be observed in such a fashion that it should look like it's one religion. We believe there's one God and there's one Beis Hamikdash and there's no shchut echutz. That's what the Mefarsh Machumish say. When you have and they give Mekoris from Midrashim, when you violate Shchut Echutz, that's also a violation of the belief in monotheism. You believe in one God, so we have one Kel Echad. Rashi writes on Parshas Korach, that Korach Vadosa, everyone wanted to be a Kohen Gadol, they all wanted to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, what's going on? We believe in one God, we have one Beis HaMikdash, we have one Kohen Gadol, everything is one. We have one Klal Yisrael, and one way to do the mitzvahs. Doesn't mean only one way, so boring. There's colorful, one can be colorful in Shmiras HaMitzvahs also. The Rebbe Shlomo Lechatchila wanted to have Yud Beis Shvatim, and every Shevet should have a different approach, a different derech in Avodas Hashem. But one Shevet over there, one Shevet over there, everything blends in together to make one beautiful mosaic. But it's still not the same as where these people do just the opposite from those people. That's not a mosaic. That's the din of L'Sasav Agudas Agudas. The Torah wants us to act in such a way that it should be noticeable that it's one Klal Yisrael and it's one Torah, it's one religion. Unfortunately, we can't even imagine how is it shaykh that this will ever be fulfilled in our lifetime. You have to try a little bit. Start, so we'll be able to get some. That's a big kasha. So the case of Mishnah talks about that. Rashi and Brochus and the Mishnah and Haroya writes that the Gemara says in Tmur at the beginning of the Sefer that it's based on the pasuk. Islas Hashem Efer Torasecha. So Rashi and the Mishnah and Haroya writes. Islas Hashem Efer Torasecha allows you to go dovar hanira iser, something that it's matir marisayin. It's not matir a real iser. You have to look through all the cases. Why is it only marisayin? It's not a real iser. So some Rishonim say there's no iser to write down Torah Shabbat. It's just it's shevi al tasi. He won't be the kind of mitzvah of masorah proper. Shlei Musa.
And I know.